News. I'm Laura Winters. It's Veterans Day, 11-11, and the nation pauses to honor America's heroes who have served. New this Saturday, negotiations underway for a potential deal to free some of the hostages being held by Hamas terrorists in Gaza, about 240 people, mostly Israelis, being held since they were kidnapped at gunpoint back on October 7th during the terrorist attack, the music festival, and at various kibbutzes near the Israeli-Gaza border, where 1,200 Jews were slaughtered, some shot in the head, others beheaded, their homes set on fire. The United Nations estimates more than 1 million Gaza residents displaced during Israel's war to wipe out Hamas. Saudi Arabia hosting an emergency summit this weekend of Arab leaders, that summit in Riyadh. To New York City now, where FBI agents taking cell phones belonging to the mayor, Democrat Eric Adams, as part of a federal investigation into campaign fundraising. Armed with a search warrant, the agents confiscating the phones and an iPad. The investigation is looking at whether foreign money from Turkey was funneled to his campaign. Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing so far, but he is the latest politician to come under scrutiny for ties to foreign governments. And NASA's oldest living astronaut has passed away. Here's USA's Corey Myers.
The engines are armed. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
NASA's oldest living astronaut has died. Frank Borman was an Air Force colonel who commanded two early NASA missions, including the Apollo 8 mission in 1968, which was the first crewed spacecraft to orbit the moon. In a statement yesterday, NASA said Borman died Tuesday in Montana following a stroke. Frank Borman was 95 years old. I'm Corey Myers. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
As we continue our coverage of the war in the Middle East, reaction now from two former presidents, George W. Bush and former President Donald Trump, both men weighing in on developments in separate interviews. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out. You're probably going to have to let it play out.
He asserted that under his administration's firm approach toward Iran, the conflict wouldn't have erupted. Former President George W. Bush also expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that in his view, one side is guilty and it's not Israel.
President Biden is scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States this week. The city chosen? San Francisco, where California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom admits city workers are tasked with moving homeless folks living in tents off the streets so the Chinese delegation will not see them. Drug addicts who shoot up around the clock in downtown San Francisco are also being relocated. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.